The lower scores stemmed from an increased length and difficulty, along with reports of technical malfunctions. The I-STEP test not only helps determine the A through F grades schools receive for students' performance, but can also affect teacher pay. Last Thursday, Governor Mike Pence signed two bills with bipartisan support into law that would hold harmless schools and teachers whose I-STEP grades were worse than the previous year. State Superintendent Glenda Ritz says the test this year gives school districts and the state an opportunity for a fresh start.
And we really are starting over. So we've started over with a new assessment. It's not comparable with previous assessments. We have a brand new baseline. And in 15-16, we're also going to have a new accountability system.
Here in Northeast Indiana, the reprieve gives school districts a chance to breathe a sigh of relief. However, they also have to start bracing themselves for the next round of I-STEP testing, set to begin in February. Fort Wayne Education Association President Julie Heineman says area teachers are still anxious, despite the reprieve.
There's anxiety, definitely. Especially, you don't have the scores from last year. How can you be totally prepared?
Instead of relying on CTB McGraw-Hill to administer and score the test, the state has entered a two-year contract with the testing service, Pearson. Fort Wayne Community School spokesperson Krista Stockman says despite some online glitches during the trial test, the district is happy with the new agreement.
This year we have done one stress test already, and there were some issues, but they were a little bit different than what we had seen in previous years. Pearson representatives were here before the test. They've been here since the test. They've seen what the issues are, and they've already made some adjustments.
The statewide hold harmless is effective for the 2015 I-STEP test, but a new debate at the State House questions whether that goes far enough, with the next round of testing less than a month away. Stockman says the Fort Wayne Community School District believes the statewide measures could go farther.
There were a lot of problems last year, and then there were things that came up in the rescoring, or in the scoring. One of the problems that we see overall, though, is just that letter grades for schools and for districts are based on basically this one test, and that, we believe, is a flawed system.
The I-STEP test may not even be a factor this time 2 years from now. Pearson has entered a two-year contract with the state to administer the I-STEP test, and Indiana's House Education Committee unanimously approved a bill that would form a committee to find a new test for the 2017-18 school year. I-STEP has been Indiana's method of standardized testing since 1987, but Stockman says she thinks there are better ways for schools to be evaluated.
We understand we need to be held accountable. We understand there needs to be a way for people to know what's going on in our schools. We also believe that it should be measured in a way that accurately reflects what is going on in a school. And Indiana has a variety of school districts, and they do not all look the same.
Julie Heineman agrees.
It takes such a well-rounded instruction of all different subject areas to really help our students grow in the way that we want them to grow, to be critical thinkers. And this constant testing just seems to deter that from every angle.
The next round of I-STEP testing is set to begin in the next 3 weeks, beginning with grades 4 through 8, with others taking the test shortly after. For WBOY News, I'm Zach Bernard.